The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The world's largest animals, humpback and blue whales, feed on small fish and shrimp-like krill by sucking in water during dives deep into the ocean, a practice called lunge feeding. The whales have a special stretchy tissue attached to their jaws called ventral groove blubber. When they lower their jaws to extreme angles and swim very quickly, a drag force on this blubber causes it to expand to encompass a volume that sometimes can be as big as the whale itself. This enables the whales to capture enough food in a few hours to sustain them for the rest of the day. Yet this feeding takes a toll. The extreme force of the inrushing water pulls on the blubber, which exerts an extremely strong drag on the whale's lower mandible. Recently, scientists discovered that humpback whale mandibles are shaped in a unique way, different from the mandibles of humans and most other whales. They found that humpback whales' jaws are formed with a unique pattern of what's called flexural rigidity, highest at the edges, attached to the skull, and lowest in the center, that is optimized to resist the strain from lunge feeding.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.